This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You should stay real close to Jesus. Keep the blood on your hand.
See, there are a lot of people who are spiritually connected as children it begins. And then you are drugged to the depths of hell. You become guilty for the knowledge you have. Knowing something does not make you that thing you know. And then the Christians, the fakes, the false Christians turn up. They tell you, you're a Satanist because you've seen the devil. You're guilty because you've seen that. No. No. Because to see the devil is meaning you've opened up your soul and you have choice, and then you see Christ. And then Christ saves you from the midst of that. That's what it is. Not judging people for the crimes they've committed. Not judging people for what they've seen or what they've done, but because of what their heart chooses. Free will is the total completion of human existence. It is the choice of what we worship, what we commune with, who we are. That is our destiny. We'll be wide-eyed forever. Think devils talk like that? No, devils. I tell you to kill yourself. All right, look, I'm out of time, and I wanted to go to Joel and John and Tracy and Larry, and I'm not going to lie to these listeners. I always say I'm going to call them back tomorrow. We never do. We get busy. Things go crazy. We don't do it, and I appreciate them. And I want our next guest to be able to take over. He's got a lot to cover. He's a great guy. And I'm not going to do a Saturday show. I'm not going to do a Sunday show. I may not even be here next week. I have to go into dry dock. I have to take some time off because there have been major changes to the matrix that have happened, and I need to get close to God, to lead God and direct me, because if I don't, Satan will influence me, because I am a wicked devil, and so I need to get close to Christ, or I won't have any chance, neither will you. So cling to Christ, cling to God, cling to justice in life, and all that is good now while you still can. Make the conscious decision before your candle, outright candle, as one of the greatest writers ever said, William Shakespeare. Because as Shakespeare also wrote in Julius Caesar's, William Shakespeare, there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. And I ask you, what is your fortune? Is it mansions? Is it gold? Is it women? Is it power? None of that means anything. Our mansions are the stars. They are unlimited consciousness. They are empowering other legions of free souls to commune with God. And to make sweet music together. So, yes, the caller called up and said, is this young, beautiful woman a Satanist? And it's like asking, does a plant go through night and day? Does the moon not transgress the stars? Do the tides not ebb and flow? What matters is who you serve, as Bob Dylan said. And Bob Dylan said, I serve Satan for power on this earth. I sold my soul. I'm a failure. I say to Bob, Bob, you're like the thief or the murderer on the cross next to Christ. That is a Faustian lie, Bob Dylan. You can repent to Christ today and have all your sins absolved and join us in paradise and eternity. Because I have seen the living water. I have seen the depths of consciousness. I have seen the mind of God. And I know that all who seeketh will receiveth. That's it for this live transmission. Our special guest is about to take over. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's Dimensions today.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons, and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass-produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't mind coming here.
Stu Peters, RedVoiceMedia.com, in for the final hour here on the Alex Jones Show, BandMiss.tv. You know, you come in with a plethora of different things that you want to discuss, you want to go over. There's a lot of really, really important things to talk about. Listening to AJ close out at the end of his final segment today, and with those powerful words, is kind of a it's crazy how the world works. It's amazing that spiritually connected individuals can work so divinely, and in a world that seems so gloomy, so dark, so dismal, so hopeless, so filled with corruption and filth, so filled with division and hatred, animosity, all of these different things, anxiety, a lot of stress and anxiety that everybody's dealing with, and it's intensified by this continuous polarization with the information superhighway readily available at your fingertips. You have it on your iPhone. You have it on your Droid, on your tablets, on your computers, on your television screens. Propaganda, misinformation, disinformation. But the truth is in the gospel. And whatever Alex is going through, you know, I don't know. I don't know Alex on that level, and I don't know what he's going through. But I do know him to be a genuine person. I know that whatever he's saying, whatever he's going through, if he's not going to be here over the weekend, if he's not going to be in next week, he calls it a dry dock. If he needs to go spend some time to get closer to God, you know, we're all kind of in that position. And on my show, Patriotically Correct, which is over at RedVoiceMedia.com, you know, I try to be really, really candid, really open, an open book, because I think it's really important that we listen to each other, that we know who each other are, so that the words that we speak have some context. I get warned all the time about showing my kids on Telegram. I've got quite a few followers over there, and I get warned, you know, you really shouldn't do that because of doxing and the kids' safety and all these other things. But only God knows what the future is. And I'm not going to live my life in a place where I'm constantly sheltering myself against the enemy, because you have to keep your enemies close. You have to be the closest to your enemy. You have to understand what the plan is of the enemy, because the enemy cannot see the future. The only being that can see the future is God. God is the only one that knows the future. And by getting closer to him every day, by Alex professing that he's going to get closer, spend some time getting closer to God on this platform, using his platform to spread that word. You know, I was just recently reading an email here this morning talking about some leaked documents that I'm going to try to get to here in just a minute. But, you know, these people were saying, Stu, we watch you in Telegram and, you know, we're big fans, but we just don't feel like you should be putting your kids out there, their faces out there. If one thing that I can say if one tragedy that I go through, if one hardship that I see can help someone to find God, then what I'm doing, everything else becomes worth it. I don't have calculated ways of deciding every single day what I'm going to post on. Oh, here, let me put this picture of my daughter on Telegram real quick. Maybe I'll get some more followers. That's not it. And that's why I keep saying that I'm an open book. I'm as transparent as possible. I want you to really know who I am. But, you know, people like Alex who have been, you know, polarized and they've been damned in the media and painted as these conspiracy theorists and they've been given a certain persona and a certain image. The same thing goes for me. The same thing goes for Tucker Carlson. The same thing goes for Glenn Beck. The same thing goes for anybody with a platform. People arrive at their own conclusions of who you are based on the very short amount of time that you have to spend with them every single day. I have an hour on my show every day. Alex has a few hours every day. Owen Schroyer following this war room, you know, you get to know these people, but just based on the amount of time that they have, and there's so much hard-hitting information out here that we feel like we have to get to every day because if you're here, you're part of the resistance, right? You're here to arm yourself with the information that is real, the stuff that is never going to be told to you by the CCP-influenced, funded and backed conglomerate globalist roundtable elitists that control this media that spreads this propaganda so fluidly into your life every single day. So we feel like we have to combat that as fervently as we possibly can by getting here behind these microphones and on these screens to try to bring you in this like urgent fashion everything that we can get our hands on to try to show you what the truth is. So when we do things at Red Voice Media like leaked documents from police whistleblowers inside of law enforcement agencies that bring us, classified documentation that proves that Antifa and BLM organized efforts to get on buses, 20 to 40 buses, and come into the city of Minneapolis, into the city of St. Paul, the Twin Cities metropolitan area. When we have information about the cocktail, the jab known as or being called or referred to as the vaccine. And we have information that is never going to be reported to you. Real scientists, real doctors, real epidemiologists, real experts with decades of experience in pharmaceutical research, real international health economists that are still practicing, that are hands-on with this stuff, looking at raw data and disseminating it for what it is using facts with no narrative, with no motivation, with no ulterior motives, with no financial stake in the game. Only the truth to help to save a fellow American, to help arm you with information, because information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. That's what we're here for. So when we try to rush all this stuff to the table every day because of our limited time and the fact that we have to pay sponsors and run this commercial and go to break here and get that guy in there and I got a soundbite over here and show this on the screen and bring this up and that music louder and bring me down and vocals. Folks, the stage looks to be a show. But it's not. It's really real. Which is why, circling all the way back to where I started with this, is it's amazing how divine these relationships are and these introductions become. I don't know Alex Jones from Adam. Never spent a minute of my time with the guy, ever. How I ended up here, I don't know. I have no idea. How I ended up next to Wayne Ferguson, an attorney out of Florida, through my telegram, who needed his story brought out, and now we're looking at a constitutional crisis, and, the attorney general in the state of Florida, and Governor Ron DeSantis looking at the entire judiciary for a complete overhaul, a drain pull, and a complete revamping there. How that relationship, I have no idea. I don't know. I have a sponsor on my show, Patriotically Correct, that I met through an interview. We are now some of the best friends that you could ever have. I've never spent a day with him in my life, but I feel closer to him. Blood wouldn't bring us closer together. He's like a brother to me. He now invests in my platform. People are sent to him because of our relationship here on with this microphone. And he's a man of God. He's a patriot. The circle here, folks, the community that we live in is so much smaller than you might think it really is. We all really know each other. We're all saying the same things. We're all thinking the same thing. We're all wondering every single day, am I flipping crazy? Is this really going on? And as a result of the increased stress and anxiety, we all have different ways that we deal with it. And some of those ways are right, and some of those ways are not. They're not healthy. And so I don't know what Alex is going through. But I'm going to keep him in my prayers, and I ask that you keep him in yours. Because recently I went through some very, very dark times as well. And I know how it feels to be on your knees, to be brought there by God, to be so low that you have nowhere else to go but to Him. And I'm telling you, it's worth it. And if you haven't done it, do it. And I'm sorry that I didn't get to these leaked docs, but we have some important guests coming up on some of the other information that I want to get to you today on this vaccine. So stick around. VanNess.TV. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. You can find me at RedVoiceMedia.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stu Peters, bandvest.tv. Obviously, you're here because you're part of the resistance. You can find more of me over at redvoicemedia.com, where some of this stuff is posted right now. These are leaked documents from a police whistleblower, from an inside source at a law enforcement agency here in the Twin Cities metropolitan area of St. Paul and Minnesota. These documents go on that I'm showing here, and you can find them. I didn't have time to get into them. I wanted to get into them here at the beginning of the show, maybe towards the end. If we get through our guests, I'll get them to you. We have some really important information on the vaccine, but I want to make sure that you guys get over here and look at some of this stuff, because, folks, this is the stuff that the media is never going to bring you. Stu Peters, he's a conspiracy theorist. You know, we know the type. Karen thinks that I'm a conspiracy theorist because I'm pointing out the fact that there were 20 to 40 buses organized to come into the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, this metropolitan area, and wreak havoc here in the wake of the shooting death of violent criminal Dante Wright, in the overdose death of George Floyd, amid the conviction here and murder conviction of Derek Chauvin. But these are leaked law enforcement documents that show the extent of Minnesota rioter planning, organization, out-of-state travel. These people are paid. These people are paid to be here. Why else would you get on a bus and travel next to another gamer fresh out of his mommy's basement, who hasn't washed his undies for a week, stepping over, tripping over his gas mask to get to the iPhone to look at what LeBron James is tweeting to figure out how he's going to live his daily life. These are leaked police docs, officers' vehicle shot at, death threats to trial witnesses, attempts to attack the police station. We'll see if we can get to some more of this, but the media will not tell you about how law enforcement is really under attack. They participate in the cover-up, as we're used to. But now what's really dangerous here is that our woke military is not alone. Now another branch of enforcement that we depend on for our safety every single day, law enforcement, the police in your neighborhoods, these appointed command staffs, these chiefs, are now becoming really woke, and they're protecting criminals as they legalize crime in their city. They tolerate this kind of thing. These are pictures of posts of gas masks, folks. These people have riot gear. There's maps of 76 businesses that were destroyed. You can find it all at redvoicemedia.com. It's very disturbing stuff, and it's a much bigger story than anyone really might think, because we've become so desensitized to all of this, just expecting the media to cover this stuff up, just expecting that it's okay for radical left-wing terrorist groups like Antifa and BLM to come into your city, blow it up, burn down your staple corner store, burn down the place where you go to buy groceries, where you go get your diapers, and who pays the price for all of this? In the name of justice for minorities, the minorities are the ones that end up paying for all of this. They are the ones that suffer the detriment to the community as police officers become less effective because they are less willing to respond to calls now, to no fault of their own, that involves a suspect who's non-white. And this is a big deal, folks. I mean, the minority of the minority is screwing it up for the majority of the minority. And people like Maxine Waters inflaming this, people like LeBron James inflaming this, is a complete travesty to the black people who are really impoverished, who really do love the police, depend on them, need them in their neighborhoods. But because of some George Soros paid actors with the loudest bullhorns, gas masks, incendiary devices, and threats of violence, the police become ineffective, to no fault, again, of their own, but because of these weak command staffs. I want to get to this before we run out of too much time here. So get over there to redvoicemedia.com and look at these leaked intel docs. These are from a police whistleblower, and they are incredibly revealing. It is in one drop we're going to have, from what I understand, we're going to be getting a bunch more of these classified documents. Speaking of documents, we have all been fed misinformation. We all have been fed a line of BS from the little troll, 5'5" standing, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who can't throw a baseball from the pitcher's mound to home plate. We saw him donning his maskless face. We know that he's a hypocrite. We know that there's been this huge push to get this vaccination. We know that vaccine passports are imminent. The threat of inconvenience to you, not being able to use public transportation, not being able to patronize certain businesses, flying, things like this are going to be taken away from you, even though we know that getting the vaccine does not make you immune to the world-ending plague. We know that it doesn't keep you from giving it to other people, but yet they're going to push this thing on you over and over again. Now, we had Dr. Jane Ruby on. She told us last week about how incredibly dangerous this is. There are 60,000 people that are affected by this. Dr. Fauci told us that the only people affected by this were women who were taking oral contraceptives and that there was only six of them. Complete lie. And Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now because, Dr. Jane, we want to talk about this because Alex Jones, InfoWars, they were labeled, again, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists last week after they published an article on InfoWars.com about how infertility issues were being reported, about how inconsistent menstrual cycles were happening, not only from women that were getting vaccinated, but from women that were just around other women who had become vaccinated. And we got to go into this. There is a real danger out here. And Dr. Ruby joins us now. You have 20 years of experience in pharmaceutical research. You're an international health economist. You're an expert in this career field. And we're gonna keep you over to the other side of the break because I had to go into some of those leaked docs. So there's no rush here because I think that your important message is super crucial and urgent for everybody to hear. Speak on this.
Well, thanks for having me back, Stu. I want to put a couple of rumors to rest before I go any further. First of all, since we last talked, you can all verify this on the CDC website in the VAERS reporting system. This is not just one or two companies. This is not just a few reports. The numbers are growing daily. All four companies are implicated in terms of reporting, people reporting across the United States and the world, by the way, in other systems. All four of the major side effects that people are now just learning about, the blood clots, the combination blood clots with simultaneous bleeding, which is an incredible emergency in the intensive care unit. It's a huge challenge for physicians to manage. The menstrual irregularities, miscarriages, everything related to reproductive health. And as we're going to talk about a little bit later, there seems to be a sinister pattern in killing off the elderly. And I'm going to show you some stats around that. This is just outrageous. And as I say to you, I'm bringing you information from the CDC, who we don't always, you know, trust 100%. But even based on what they're telling us has been reported, there's a huge number and an influx that's increasing every day in miscarriages, menstrual irregularities, which means women who have passed menopause are starting to bleed again, which is very unhealthy and not natural. Women of childbearing age are having prolonged periods that last well beyond cycles. So something's really going on that's very dangerous. I will share with everyone.
You alluded to this thing being sinister. You alluded to the fact that there might be things that are connected here. We're talking about Andrew Cuomo in New York, modern-day progressive death camps. We're targeting the elderly there. Now we're talking about mothers. We're talking about fertility issues. We're going to talk about it all as we come back on the other side of the break. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters, Bandness.TV, and we are joined by Dr. Jane Ruby. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's. 1776 Worldwide. 1776 Worldwide. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. You're looking at redvoicemedia.com right there. As you notice, the most recent headline is that I have been demonetized on YouTube. If anybody knows about deplatforming, being labeled a conspiracy theorist, spreading mis- and disinformation, it's this network here, InfoWars. You know that you're here. You're part of the resistance. Medical mis- and disinformation. That is what happens to people who try to bring the truth, who dig into any of this, who are part of resisting against this globalist push for everybody to take this questionable jab, this unknown cocktail that was rushed to the market. It can't be called a vaccine because it hasn't gone through its appropriate trials. We're joined by Dr. Jane Ruby. And in the midst of all this medical mis- and disinformation, Dr. Jane Ruby, am I a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist? Is Alex Jones wrong? I mean, do we have this all wrong? You're the expert. You weigh in.
Stu, I think, as usual, you're both over the target. Before the break, I was starting to talk about an age, a relation to age with regard to the symptoms and the death rates that are now being reported on the CDC's own site. In fact, they compared the number of vaccine-related deaths for the entire month of January 2021 to the entire year of 2020. And you won't believe what I found. It's a simple chart that anyone can find on their website. In the age group of zero, first of all, let's go there. Zero is an unborn human. Those are miscarriages, 33 of them in the month of January, again, related to vaccines, as opposed to in the entire year of 2020, one. Okay? Now, if we drop down, I'm going to talk about miscarriage and how it's connected to this vaccine in a second. But if we drop down to the other end of the lifespan spectrum, elderly people over the age of 70, from 70 to 100, if you look at these numbers, there were approximately, 150, 200 deaths related to vaccines just in January, just what was reported, okay, compared to the entire year of 2020, which looks to be about maybe 5.5 persons death. So what I'm seeing here, if I was an interpreting person, is that these vaccines are taking out people at both ends of the spectrum of life, the unborn and the elderly. It's really getting to be atrocious. And remember, these are supposedly, according to the Harvard study, only 1% of what's being reported. So if you multiply these numbers by at least 100, you're probably getting a more realistic estimate of what's going on here.
So we could speculate that there could be nearly 3,300 miscarriages by that math. I mean, this is absolutely astonishing. This is appalling. This is disgusting. Okay, this is only for 1 month, folks. Look at this. January 2021, age class zero. It's right there on the screen. 33.3 deaths. That is miscarriages. Now, Dr. Jane Ruby says that is only a representative of 1% of the people that were studied here, according to this Harvard research. And then you go down to 70 to 100. There she is talking about this. Close to 200 or more deaths that are vaccine related, whereas in the previous the entire year of 2020, under six. Dr. Ruby, we're looking at things in New York. We're looking at Andrew Cuomo ignoring an entire ship that was sent there by President Donald J. Trump for political optics. There's no secret here. It's been widely reported that Governor Cuomo sent over 15,000 elderly, geriatric, helpless grandmothers and grandfathers to their early graves. And we're not just talking about really old people, because nursing homes are oftentimes used for people to recover from surgeries like knee replacements, shoulder replacements, people in their late 40s, early 50s, 60s, who are otherwise extremely healthy, never had any underlying health conditions. But we're also talking not only about this infertility issue, not only about irregular menstruation, but now we're talking about miscarriages. And we're talking about blood clotting in very healthy people. There are documented cases of a healthy doctor down in your area in Florida that keeled over. He's dead. It seems to be that this thing is poisoning people.
Well, Stu, let me give your viewers a little bit of an insight into what the relationship is. If they doubt that it's these vaccines. People are now familiar with the little spikes in the visual of the virus. These are called spike proteins. And really, these injections, these experimental injections, are not really vaccines by definition. What they do is you're injected with it, they get into every cell in your body. They use the DNA in every cell in your body to actually replicate a spike protein. Now, that's why your body is trained to believe it's in a constant state of COVID attack. But more closer to the issue of the menstrual irregularities and more seriously the miscarriages, there's an element, some of the building blocks in these spike proteins, we call them amino acids. They're building blocks of proteins, are very familiar. They're used by the body to build a placenta for an embryo for after conception to support a fetus all the way through pregnancy. Those proteins will now be recognized by your body's surveillance system, because it has a, now it has a memory, an immunological memory of the spike protein and what's inside of the spike protein, and it will recognize that inside the placental tissues, and you guessed it, it's an autoimmune response. It will attack, you will attack your own placenta. This is the basis for miscarriages, and I believe why we're seeing so many and the numbers increasing.
This is a $1 billion question. The $1 billion question is why, number one, we know why they're hiding it, I guess. But number two, if this thing hasn't gone through its appropriate trials, what would happen if this was any other pharmaceutical treatment? If this was any other trial and this type of thing was happening, we're talking upward of 3,300 miscarriages nationwide by the 1% number that you gave us. What would happen to any other drug?
Well, first of all, any other drug would not have bypassed animal studies. The reason they were allowed to bypass animal studies is because in the SARS-1 attempt to develop a vaccine, all the animals died, okay? Almost all the animals across different species. So that's one point that's important. In any normal pharmaceutical trial, which we are in the middle of, by the way, this trial doesn't end until 2023, we would consider this a safety signal, a serious safety signal, if it had not been caught as a signal in the animal studies or what we refer to as preclinical. Anything beyond animal, which is in focusing on humans, is considered the term clinical, if you've ever wanted to know what that means. So what would happen in a clinical trial is even if the trial was halfway through, which it is right now, that study would be most likely stopped by the FDA. The company would be directed to unlock the database, tell the computers to analyze what they have so far, and if they can verify that signal and go back and maybe talk to the various investigators across the multi-center trial sites, they would learn what, you know, they would get more information, and they would give the company the permission to continue, or they would shut down the study. And in this
particular, so anybody who's pregnant or anybody who's a female, anybody who's, concerned with fertility, they would obviously say, whoa, I might give this a little bit of thought. Anybody who's older, you know, according to the graph that we first saw here, you know, 70 to 100 years old might say, whoa, I might want to give this a little bit of extra thought. In less than a minute here, what would you say to everybody who's in between there? Males, they're healthy, they're my age, they're 40. Why would I not go get the vaccine? What would you say to them?
Stu, I would plead with them to look at common sense and look at the facts. This is a flu from childhood up to 70, 75 years old. This is a flu with an almost 100% recovery rate. And if that's not enough for you, there are also at least two approved drugs with very long-term safety records that are cures, that are curative treatments for this. And so I would say my hashtag is, and it continues to be, just wait. You have nothing to lose by waiting. If you get the flu, which, by the way, viruses burn down, not up. Variants will be recognized. If you've already had COVID, your body will recognize all these variants. Don't get sucked into the fear propaganda around these scary variants all over the world. Hospitals are empty. People are happy. They're healthy for the most part if they're not locked down. So my mantra is to repeat, just wait. You have nothing to lose by waiting.
You can find her at drjaneruby.com. We can't thank you enough for being here to bring us that real information. Speaking of lockdowns, coming up next, I have a guest who says that he can single-handedly stop them as we continue on the other side of the break. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters from Red Voice Media. Stick around.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jones Show, Banvis.tv. If you're here, you're part of the resistance. My name is Stu Peters. You can find more of me at redvoicemedia.com. I dare you to. We spend a lot of time talking about mandates and lockdowns. We spend a lot of time talking about business closures. We have talked to guys who have lost their entire livelihoods, jailed multiple times, facing decades in prison for keeping a business open, specifically a gym in Broward County, Florida. We also talked to a mother from that county in Florida, Melanie Michael Joseph, who had the custody of her child taken away from her, and that thing spreads all the way up and down the coasts. We talked to Dr. Micheline Epstein as well. She's very well documented as now an activist against some of these tyrannical judges and some of these unconstitutional mandates. She had her child custody stripped from her for wearing a mask outdoors while she was dropping her child off at school. I mean, these things have gotten completely out of control. We in the course of doing this stuff, we're reached out to by a lot of people. One of the guys that reached out to me was Lewis Ewing. So I got to do a little research on who it is that I'm talking to. Is this guy some whack job? Well, it turns out he is kind of a whack job, but he's also a former federal prosecutor, a federal attorney. He's also the nation's, I would say, most successful citizen litigator. And he has some of these tyrants in our government running for their lives right now, running scared, and he joins us now. So, Lewis, just briefly take us through kind of exactly what your history is, real briefly, because I want to get to the meat and potatoes of this, which is that you say that you can single-handedly end these lockdowns and mask mandates in these states, respectively, nationwide.
Yes, I can. I have made my living undercutting attorneys and specializing in helping protesters for the last 20-plus years. And what I've done over the last 20 years is I've taken the best elements of an attorney, the best elements of a paralegal, I've combined them both and replaced them both to the point where I can send any layperson into court who knows nothing about law with my motions and some basic instructions, and they have a much better chance of winning their cases using my paperwork and my services than they would with any attorney or any law firm. I don't care what kind of case it is, criminal, civil, I don't care if you're in state court or federal court. And I believe with the right kind of documentation that I could completely put an end to the lockdowns. Now, here's what's going on. The governor is the chief executive officer of the state. Okay, he has a duty. If you look up the duties of the governor, it says it shall be the duty of the governor to see that the laws of the state are faithfully executed. When you look up the statute for the attorney general in every single state, it says the same thing. It shall be the duty of the attorney general to see that the laws of the state are faithfully executed. And you look up the duties of the sheriff. When you bring a complaint to the sheriff, he's required to investigate. If he finds merit to your complaint, he's required to file a complaint with the prosecutor. Now, the prosecutor, when you look up the duties of a prosecutor, in most states it'll say it shall be the duty of the prosecutor to prosecute all civil and criminal actions that come to his attention. Well, I'm going to tell you folks right now, every single governor in all 50 states has committed several felony crimes. Number one is forgery. The Declaration of Proclamation is a forgery. I'm going to point something out real quick, too, because we don't have a lot of time on this segment, is that every single bar attorney across the whole United States are losing cases on purpose. They're taking people's money, and they're running up their billable hours and charging a lot of money, putting forth constitutional arguments, but they're way off point, and they're not bringing in any foundation. Number one of which, they should be subpoenaing the governor. Any court case, a restaurant shutdown, somebody charged with trespassing. Okay, they're being charged with trespassing based upon the fact they're not wearing a mask, based upon a governor's proclamation. They're falsely claiming that the governor's executive order overrides everything. That would be true if there was actual evidence of a pandemic. We see it on the internet. Everybody says they don't have the results of a purification test. They don't have the results of an isolation test. They do not have the results of a double-blind placebo test. They do not have the results of any known scientific method adopted by the majority of the scientific community that meets what's called the Fry standards. That's a special case, the Fry standards, also the Daubert standards, that would be admissible or competent admissible evidence under Evidence Rule 702. And the root of that, the attorney should be subpoenaing the governor to the stand and make him produce, and a subpoena deuces tecum for the governor to produce a certified copy of his proclamation that he filed in the Secretary of State's office. All the attorneys should be subpoenaing the Secretary of State to court and make the Secretary of State bring forth a certified copy of the governor's proclamation. Everybody should be subpoenaing the chief medical examiner of the state and make them produce a certified copy of the chief medical officer also file a statement. A lot of folks don't know this, but in every single state, there's a statute called presenting fraudulent instruments for filing in a public record is a felony crime. Some states call it obstructing a government record. Other states call it interfering with the government record. Okay, now, what I did is unique about my flyer is I cited the specific statute in every statute, like in Washington 38, is RCW chapter title 38 is entitled Militia and Military Affairs. If you go to your government website and look through all the chapters of the various statutes in your state, you'll find a chapter entitled Militia and Military Affairs. When you read that chapter, you're going to find the governor's emergency powers. Yes, he does. The governor does have emergency powers. And by law, when there's an emergency, World War III, a disease pandemic, he's required to issue a proclamation. Some states use the word declaration. That statute's going to tell you in 80% of the states out there, he's required to file his proclamation in the office of the Secretary of State. That is a public record. Okay, so what's unique about my flyer, unlike everybody else across the United States, everybody knows about the HIPAA law, the ADA law, the Americans with Disabilities Act, but that only helps people that have a physical or a mental disability. It doesn't do anything for
somebody who doesn't have a physical disability. I just don't want to wear the damn thing. I'm not going to put my mask on, and you're not going to make me. So what's my argument?
Your argument is the religious clauses, okay? And I put that in my flyer. I haven't memorized the exact verses off the top of my head, but the Bible says the whole need not the doctor, only the sick need the doctor. So, okay, so I'm not sick. I don't need a doctor. I'm not sick. I don't need a mask. Okay, and that's religious discrimination. Okay, there's another section of my flyer of the Bible. I don't remember the exact chapter and verse right now. It says Christians are not supposed to wear a covering, a mask over their face. Christians are not supposed to have a covering. And these people are trying to force their Muslim religion on me. I'm not going to convert to be a Muslim. You're not going to force me to wear a burqa mask. That's religious discrimination. And we have to create documents. We have to give them advance notice. Because right now you go to the store, they kick you out, and you go to try to sue them. They will. The judge is going to say, well, you know, this is a cashier for Sprouts. This is a cashier for Trader Joe's. I call it Trader, T-R-A-I-T-O-R, Trader Joe's instead of Trader Joe's. Sprouts.
Costco is another one. I mean, there are stores, these woke stores all over the place. You have flyers here that I'm looking at on your website. You have flyers that say that privately owned stores and businesses have no legal right to refuse accommodation, entrance, or service for not wearing a mask, refusing to comply with mask signs at the business. And you say that these people can be held civilly and criminally responsible. You have flyers for individual states, no masks. You have federal accommodations. You have cannot search a house flyer, invoke the child rights to remain silent. You have a waiver of gun rights stuff. You have informational picketing. You are a seasoned pro se litigant, a citizen litigant who has helped many, many hundreds and thousands of people in court. So bottom line is you're saying that governors, state representatives can be held not only civilly but also criminally responsible. And then also if they should lift the mandate, then actually lifting the mandate becomes a criminal offense as well. Is that right?
Yes, every state has a statute called concealing. But these governors that remove the mask mandates, the concealing statute uses the language, the very similar language. When you withdraw something from a public record, when you remove something, you cancel, you withdraw, you destroy, you obliterate, you hide, you obfuscate. When you get rid of something in a public record, a document that is filed in a public record that contains evidence of an underlying felony crime, you just committed a separate felony crime called concealing. And with the right kind of documentation, the right kind of support, I could write criminal documents where we could force the prosecutor with a writ of mandamus, which is a special document to compel a public official to do what he...
So now I know that you have like five or six different email addresses. Give me the one email address that you want people to email you at if they want more information from you, Lewis Ewing.
For flyers, if you want my mass flyers for all 50 states, and I'm about halfway done now, rcwcodebuster@aol.com. That's
rcwcodebuster@aol.com. Again, that's rcwcodebuster@aol.com, and we'll get it up on the website at Infowars.com as well. Lewis Ewing, thank you so much for being here. This is, folks, a lot of people are looking for this. We see moms that are standing in front of city councils crying tears, please get these masks off of my children. Lewis Ewing said it. You're not going to force me to muzzle myself. We're not going to wear this burqa. I don't want to wear this burqa. I'm a free American. And so many people are calling for the individual liberty to come back where I am allowed to make the decision for myself and what's best for my family. If you feel like you're healthy, great, you go out. If you feel like you have to wear a mask, fine. If you feel like you need to stay in, that's your choice. That is what America is all about. Get a hold of you, Lewis Ewing. It's very important that we fight for what is ours. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. I hope to see you next Friday. Come and find me at redvoicemedia.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries.
Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.